It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's what it were.
Way more.
You gotta get that out of Battle's hands. We gotta write those things for him. It's a WIP afternoon show. Your favorite father and son, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP afternoon show Fantasy Football Challenge. Bringing the boom. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, the question is, are the Eagles in the same tier as the Lions and the Niners in the NFC?
Yes.
What percentage do you think of the audience said same tier?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go 77%.
Yes.
You didn't look at it, right?
Nope.
76.
Wow. Damn. Almost said 75. It's 76.
76.
Ah, damn.
Now, since you were over, it doesn't count.
It
you're
doesn't
wrong.
Count. You're right. Wrong. Yeah. The price is right, man. Can't go over.
215-592-9494. Are the Eagles in the same tier as the 49ers and the Lions in the NFC? Now, before we get back to the phones, the Devin White thing is like the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So we had remarked, before all this stuff happened, if I remember correctly, we signed him as sort of a disruptive playmaker, linebacker, you know,
sure.
Problems in Tampa last year.
Yep.
And we didn't hear very much about him during training camp.
Which I thought was weird.
Which you thought was weird. You had said that some of the, or maybe it was Elliot that said it, that some of the reporters had said, or maybe you, I forget
who
said
it. It was you. Yeah.
Some of the reporters were saying, well, he's not really a preseason guy. He's more of a regular season guy. As it turns out, maybe not. So then we see on Tuesday that he is on the injury report with an ankle. Then he's on the injury report with an ankle. He's not flying to Brazil.
Yeah.
And then all the NovaCare worms in the Philadelphia area, ding, 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 in Brazil. And all the reporters are like, well, you know what? He wasn't even going to start anyway. Nakobe Dean and Zach Bond were going to start. And oh, by the way, I think Albert Breer said they were looking to trade him.
What?
What's going on?
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, when this stuff broke yesterday, I'm like, what? I hadn't heard anything about this. This is real surprising from the standpoint of just we hadn't gotten any indicators that Devin White was struggling in training camp. Certainly, we had heard about the other young players sort of stepping up and playing well. But for the most part, nobody was saying that Devin White was out there struggling. So this is what it makes me believe. There are things that you can notice that are obvious when a linebacker is struggling. Coverage, right? If he's covering a running back, he's covering a tight end, and he's constantly being beaten in coverage. That's something that stands out to the naked eye as an observer. You can be like, oh, yeah, he's having a tough time in training camp.
Yep.
When you're talking about run fits, does he know the defense? Is he where he's supposed to be at?
That's not something
reporters That's something that the
know.
Naked eye would not know of. Because you don't know the defense. This is something that a coach would look at and be like, I can't get him out. I can't have him out there on the field. I don't know what he's doing. So I don't know if that's the issue.
Which, by the way, may have been part of why he wasn't on the field at the end of last year with Tampa. Is that he was just sort of like he was like freestyling.
A freelancer, freelancer out there. And that's a guy who pretty much sees ball, go get ball. Like, that's okay when you're Lawrence Taylor and you make a ton of plays. So when he made 9 sacks and did all the things he did to go to the Pro Bowl and they won the Super Bowl, nobody had a problem with it. But when you're doing it and it's compromising the defense, gap responsibility, lane and leverage responsibility, you're leaving gaping holes to where it hurts the defense, they don't want you on the field because you're a detriment out there on the field. So I'm wondering if that was the case. Now, and the only reason I'm wondering this is because of this stuff talking about trading him and he wasn't going to be the starter anyway. Like, why wouldn't he be the starter? You paid him money to come here this offseason.
And by the way, trading him is hilarious.
Yes.
It's a one-year deal, and you're basically signaling to the league, even though you don't really have any established linebackers aside from him, hey, we actually don't want him at all. It's funny, not hearing his name, for me, and this is, I think we were all thinking about it this way, was the same to me as not hearing, like, Slay's name. Because we knew he was just going to play.
Yes, exactly.
And I think we all just assumed Devin White would be
one of the starters.
I actually at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if we never see him play a down for the Eagles.
Wow.
I wouldn't. Because if he's not really hurt, which,
right.
I don't know, but NFL teams are known to do this on occasion. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just weird. The whole thing's weird, and it just smells like either Fangio doesn't like him, mm-hmm. or he's unhappy with his role.
Salary is guaranteed now.
Oh, right.
As a veteran.
Right. So $6 million, is that what they paid
him? It's owed to him now. Yeah. You're going to have to. So even if you cut him, right? So quite frankly, as much as I like what the young guys have done, are we that sure that N'Kobe can last 17 games out there as a three-down linebacker? Like, what are we doing here?
No.
I don't know if we can afford to move on from Devin White.
It would be,
it's a pretty big bet on N'Kobe Dean.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. For a guy who hasn't started a full season.
And I'm excited about N'Kobe. Like, I hope he can be the third round pick from
sure,
a couple years ago.
Yes.
But at the same time, first off, he's never played that well. He's been hurt every single year. And this team hasn't evaluated linebacker right since, like, Trott Sr.
Now, the only thing.
Hold on, I was in that draft too.
No, I know. Clown drafted you.
Yeah. Now, the thing that we could say that we have
saying
now.
Saying the era, okay? Not
right,
that draft, okay?
Well, the thing that
saying.
We can have now, one would assume that any decision they make on personnel with defense goes through Vic Fangio on some
starts
level.
Starts with him, probably. Yes.
Yeah. So I would have to imagine that he is the one saying,
yeah,
I don't need that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Because my guess would be, if you're him and you want to take a defense from trash to respectable,
mm-hmm.
that the most important thing is everybody being where they're supposed to be doing. That is the first step.
Yes.
Everybody has to know their jobs.
Yep.
And then we can go from good to great. But the only way that we're going to be respectable in the beginning is if we're playing the way that the coach wants us to play. And this would indicate that there's an issue there.
Yeah, when you don't have an abundance of talent, you need to be a smart football team. You need to be a well-tackling team.
Yep.
Right, and a well-disciplined team, meaning not getting penalties out there as a defense. When you don't have an abundance of talent, you need to be good in those other areas.
And by the way, it doesn't say great things for Devin White's future.
No.
If he is on this prove-it deal and he can't even find a way to get on the field.
In front of these guys.
Right.
I mean, in front of Zach Baum and N'Kobe Dean and Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Yeah, fifth-round pick.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a shocker yesterday when I saw that.
And then all of a sudden, everybody's like, hey, I wasn't even going to play. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say that 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago?
It's back years of this. Miles Jack retired before the season even started
last year.
Remember Zach Brown they brought up here from Washington?
Yep.
He was a scrub.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even remember Zach Brown ever playing, did he?
No, he played. I think he got torched in that Vikings game. Remember they went out that's when Doug tried the fake field goal?
I don't remember Zach Brown. I remember Zach Brown from Washington. Yeah. I don't remember him ever playing.
He didn't make a play.
Okay.
So, neither does he. So
Devin White may never make a play for the Eagles as well. Steve and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Great show as usual. How are you?
Thanks, man.
What up, Steve?
So guess what? I hate to say it. Ike,
yes.
Ike is totally right on this, man. This defense is definitely a question mark. Their offense is going to score. And guess what? Between you and I totally believe the Eagles should be an underdog in this game.
But they're not.
Yeah, but they're not. And that's the scary part. You got to think. Our defense last year was terrible. And guess what? Mm-hmm. They could start out the same exact way, and then we're in big trouble. Mm-hmm. I think Green Bay should be the favorite.
But they're not.
They're not. But guess what? They've been wrong before in Vegas.
Well, sure. I'm saying, but if the defense was as bad as you're saying it is, And mind you, I've never said the defense was good. I said the defense would be the downfall of this team. But you can also point to things that Green Bay may be struggling with, like, I don't know, an aging running back. I don't know, a college defensive coordinator that's there for the first time. Like, Green Bay is the reason why Green Bay isn't favored by 3.5 points.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But I think they made a mistake there, but I just think the Eagles' defense is still a big question mark, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles lose by 10.
But okay, even if that happens, forget about that.
Right.
What does that mean at the end of the year? You mean to tell me by the end of this year, You mean to tell me you don't believe the Eagles will be one of the best teams, one of the top three teams in the NFC?
I don't think they are. I got them winning 10 games. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. Well, yeah, I disagree with you.
Like, well, not
you keep saying the defense. I hear you. I can point about things that are wrong with the other teams as well.
And that's the good thing. I've been wrong before.
Well, Steve, here's what I do. If you think the Packers should be a favorite, sounds like an emotional hedge bet to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like you should just go bet the Packers, yeah. And that way you're happy either way.
So what if the Eagles go out and win tomorrow 24-10?
And I hope to God they do, but they're not.
No, okay, I got you. I got you.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I got you. No matter what, you're not changing your mind. I got you.
No, I bet with my head. I small bets, and I'm not.
How are you betting with your head when the Eagles are favored?
There shouldn't be. That's why Green Bay is going to win by 10. I'm telling you. And the 76% people that said they're in the top tier, they're totally wrong. They got a lot to prove, Ike.
Well, we got a long way to go before we figure out if they're wrong. Just because you're...
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Saying they're wrong today because you believe it doesn't make you right.
Steve's, exactly. No. Steve's
you don't even know smart. How good the 49ers and the Lions are going to be at the end of the year.
Yep. Did you guys watch good that football show? This idiot's got Detroit winning it all.
Who does?
This Good Morning Football or something. I watch it.
Well, why is he an idiot if he has Detroit winning it all?
I don't think they're going to beat KC.
But you believe they could be in the Super Bowl, though, right?
Not the Eagles.
Detroit. I said Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I can see them getting to the end of it, but San Fran winning again. It could be a repeat. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, Steve.
All right, guys. Well,
thank you, buddy.
All
right, man.
I just wanted to put him on the grill.
I felt it. Poor guy was like a squirrel in the middle of the road with a car coming. He was just like, didn't know which side to go to.
Well,
he
said something so convincingly, I could say disagree. He'd be like, yeah, I know, but hold on. They're still not going to win. It was a masterclass.
It was. It was. I was trying to, it was like, Steve, tag me in, buddy. Tag me in. So it's cool in the morning now, which means that winter is coming. When winter's coming, your old drafty windows get exposed, like a certain defense might may get exposed tomorrow. But your old drafty windows are going to get exposed. You got to do something about it. God is going to help you out. God is doors and windows. They got a sale going on right now to make your entire project more affordable. Buy one, get one half off. So for every door or window you buy, the second one you buy is 50% off. So, and by the way, you can mix and match. You want a window, and then you buy the door, and then the door ends up 50% off. You got two doors you need a front door and a back door. The second door, 50% off. The more you buy, the more you save. You do the whole house, half the house is 50% off. And it's not just that from price. They're going to let you start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Act now. This offer is only good for a limited time. Restrictions apply. Full details. Call Guida today to schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP. What up, Colin?
Yo! All right. So they are definitely in the same tier. The reason being is everyone's in the same tier. This is a new season. We don't know what the heck's going to happen. We have no clue. That's the beauty about football season is the drama and us not knowing.
Colin,
what is
are they in the same tier as the Giants?
All right, you got a point.
Okay. It's like everybody, you know, like what are we doing here? We can't tell the difference between who's good and not good. What are we doing here?
All right, come on, man. But
you folded too quick.
Come on, Colin. Regroup.
We give Colin a different chance. Colin, just say yes. I'm going to ask you. Colin, you're saying the Eagles are the same tier as the Giants.
Tomorrow, so I'm a little bit out there, so apologize. Okay.
It's all right.
Woosa. Okay, so when I'm looking and comparing them,
yeah.
Do I have concerns? Absolutely. Defensive line depth. Do I want Brandon Graham playing 80% of the snaps? Certainly not, but he might not have a choice. But I think possibly the secondary upgrades will help that out a little bit. So we've sort of like switched some things up a little bit. Offensive line, I mean, come on. We lost Kelsey, like, so obviously there's going to be a little bit of a dip.
You're not doing a great sell job right now, Colin. I don't think.
But the thing is, like, with all those things, hopefully Jalen Hurts will be back to 2 years ago. We got Saquon. We got AJ Brown. We got Devonta. Hmm? We got Slay. We have makers, which I feel very confident that they are going to be right there at the top with the NFC.
Colin, but I'm going to be honest with you. You never recovered. You never recovered from that beginning. It was a great call. We want you to call back. Love you, man. He couldn't take that first punch.
Yeah.
Glass jaw on that one, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You got to have all your stuff intact, man, when you call here.
You got to, or you just got to go, blind and not care and just dismiss what I say. You know, that's the strategy. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Yo, happy kickoff day, man. How we doing?
What up, brother?
What up, Chris?
Hey, I want to share something a little quick and get into this related to the Devin White thing. So I actually have a little intel on this, a little insider scoop. So apparently,
insider of the year.
My source. Well, no.
Okay.
That's Jack.
Okay.
My source told me that 2 weeks ago he actually was brought in and sat down in Nick's office, and they informed him then that he would not be the starter, and N'Kobe was starting over him. Apparently, he didn't take it very well. But it is what it is. So that's kind of the scoop that I got.
Well, you got to factor this report in.
Yeah, I mean,
right
I
on time for Insider of the Year.
The problem is, it didn't come before the news broke. The intel could have given you the information sooner. It could have been something you could have brought up a week ago, considering you call every day.
Yes, fire,
Chris. Chris, what was he wearing? Could you give us some sort of inside information about the meeting that could help you in the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings here?
I can't disclose that because then it gets a little too much into my source, but I did discuss this with him, and I let my feelings known.
Okay.
Guys, as far as the San Francisco thing and Detroit, the Eagles are definitely a class above them. I feel like San Francisco, for one, is like last year's Atlanta Braves. Like, everything went well for them. Everything was perfect. Just like the Braves, all those players had career years. That's what happened with last year with San Francisco. McCaffrey stayed healthy. He went off. You know, Debo, Ayuk had great years. Everybody just had a perfect year, and I just feel like that's not going to happen this year. That's not going to repeat itself. Brock Purdy's not going to look like he did last year, and the team's just going to come back to earth. And that's my feeling on that. And as far as Detroit just – it's a bad-run organization. I can't believe that they're going to turn it around, and then the second year are going to be competitive with the ankle-biter head coach. And that just a badly-run organization is going to run that efficiently. I just feel like the same thing, like, hey, the kind of stars align, but they're going to come back to being what Detroit typically is. And conversely, the Eagles is an extremely well-run organization with very good – upper management levels that do consistently put us in the place that we are, guys. And that's just how, that's kind of why I feel like, again, we're just a cream of the crop.
Well, the Lions were a poorly run organization. Yeah. I don't know if they still are.
I don't think they are. I think since Dan Campbell was gone there, they've done a good job. You can't talk about what bad draft picks have they had. They drafted Jahmyr Gibbs. They drafted Jameson Williams. They drafted Aiden Hutchinson.
Sam LaPorta.
Jack
Campbell.
When they traded for Jared Goff, everybody thought, well, the Rams, they snookered the Detroit Lions. They had to pay the Lions to take Jared Goff. They had to give an extra pickup to give Jared Goff to the Lions, I believe. Or was it the other way around? Might have been the other way around. with Matthew Stafford. My only point is that since Jared Goff has arrived in Detroit and Dan Campbell has gone, has been there, Detroit's been one of the better teams in the league over the last 2 to 3 years.
And then the Niners, I know you said that everything went right. They've been to the Super Bowl 3 times in the last decade. I mean, they're a pretty reliable organization. Now, I understand the Super Bowl hangover thing, but I guess I'm just not ready to say that the 49ers had some sort of lucky outlier season last year. Now, mm-hmm. McCaffrey was healthy the whole time, but I have no reason to think that Brock Purdy won't play well again. I don't think he did anything that isn't replicatable, but there is the weird stuff with the contracts and there is mm-hmm. coming back of a Super Bowl. So I get that. But I can't say that the Eagles are in a tier above either of those teams. I mean, those are.
Yeah, I can't put them above them.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Chris. And the 49ers are a good organization. I mean,
they have always been.
I think it's silly watching the Eagles, how they handle contracts compared to the other teams. Mm-hmm. I actually, Howie gets a lot of the credit. I actually end up giving it to Lurie because a lot of it means that Lurie is comfortable with the upfront money that he ends up paying that allows them, it probably costs him more out of his pocket, but ends up costing them less against the cap mm-hmm. long term because he pays them upfront and he pays them early.
Yeah.
But I looked at the things that happened with Ayuk. They were obviously going to, what the Cowboys did with C.D. Lamb, what they're going to end up paying Dak Prescott.
Of course they are.
So that part of it with the 49ers is
weird.
They're
going to pay Michael Parsons.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to pay everybody.
If they don't, we'll pay him.
Right. Oh, now that would be good.
That'd
think
be
he,
nice.
You think he'd get snaps over Josh Sweat?
I think he would.
You think so?
Yeah. I think we'd demand it.
Do you think he could play the other 50% of the snaps that Bryce the Huff won't play? So, coming up next, welcoming Shiel back. Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer and the Philly Special podcast joins us next. I know Shiel's a big tape guy. Big tape guy. So I want to ask Shiel.
Well, Acho put some film out there of Devin White.
Yeah.
Not very good.
What's that? Who did?
Acho.
Oh, did he?
Emmanuel Acho.
Oh, really?
Yes. So to explain why.
Why he's not playing.
Yes.
Two linebackers in our play for the Eagles.
What's that? Oh, right. Acho.
Acho?
Yeah, if Acho.
Acho played here, didn't he?
Sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
He was on the team.
Yeah.
So is Devin White.
Right, right.
Well.
Sort of.
Yeah, you got to get the game day, man.
Shiel Kapadia joins us next, and we will get his sense of what the Kellen Moore offense is going to look like, how much of a difference that Vic Fangio can make, and his pick for the team this year and for the season. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.